is kept with thanksgiving in my heart. How we enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that Yeshua has made. I will rejoice, for he has gladdened my heart. I will enter.
I will enter his gate with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to continue. We've not stopped. We're going to dance before the Lord. I see some of you are standing like statues. You need to dance on the head of the enemy, on the head of that problem, where it's a marital problem, a financial problem, a health problem, whatever the problem, it's got to go under your feet and dance before the Lord and crush it tonight. Amen? When? Tonight. You may be seated for a moment. The Word of God says in 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 6, beginning to read from verse 14, 2 Samuel 6, verse 14. The Word of God says, and David danced where? Before the Lord. How? With all his what? Might. If you don't break a sweat today, I don't think you've started dancing. Amen? He danced with all his might. This was an extraordinary dance. In essence, he announced everybody that was around that you had to take notice. You know, when you have people in church, and then there's somebody every time, hallelujah! What's wrong with you? Pipe it down, come on. Before you finish thinking that thought, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Gee, are you the only one who knows to do hallelujah around here? Well, it's not their problem, it's your problem. Because you don't know what God took them out of. Hallelujah. You have no clue why that person is shouting those hallelujahs. When God has done something for you, or when you believe in God for something, it's a different place. Now, why is he dancing? He's dancing because the ark of God is coming to the right place. The presence of God is coming. Hallelujah. And he's celebrating that goodness of God. He danced with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. Verse 15 says, so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord. How? With shouting. So we see that there was dancing, and there was what? Shouting. And then it says, and with the sound of the trumpet. Previously, he tried to bring the ark, and he had it on a cart, and they had all kinds of musicians playing, and at the end of it, somebody died. Why did somebody die? Somebody died because they were not obedient to how God said the ark was to be brought. Hello? The ark represented the presence of God. It is not in many things that we are doing, but the very simplicity of the fact that we remind ourselves that God is with us. God is with me. Yes, I may have gone through so many afflictions, but the Lord delivered me from them all. Think about my brother here seated. You've gone through a lot. You've gone through so much in such a short time, and it's easy to be crushed. But when you know that God is for you, you change posture and you begin to celebrate not the problem, but the victory that God is formulating, putting in place for you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You've prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Now I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And in the house of the Lord, there is a lot of dancing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, the angels that are going around in that particular presence of God, in the throne room, they are always shouting, "Holy, holy, holy, holy." They can't stop shouting holy because they're seeing another facet of the goodness of God. When you stand dancing before God, oh my, God will begin to open your eyes to facilities that He's put into place for you. And instead of your head buried in sorrow because of the affliction, the Word of God says, He lifts up my head. Let your head be lifted up today as you celebrate the goodness of God. He says, and as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. Notice, it kept on saying, before the Lord. You're not dancing for anybody. You're dancing before the Lord. Your own dance. Doesn't matter whether it is a funny dance or a nice dance. You know, some people, they don't know how to dance. They miss the beat. You know, when it's going like this, they're going that different beat, and you're wondering, what are they listening to? But it doesn't matter. You're dancing to whom? Before the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Word of God says, Michal despised him in her heart. She despised David, who was dancing before the Lord, in her heart. She didn't go to anybody and say, what is he doing? Doesn't he know that he's the king? No, he didn't. She didn't tell anybody. It was in her heart. And God saw it in her heart that she despised David for doing what he was doing. Chronicles tells us that because of what she did that day, she became barren. It says, and they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in his place. Remember these words. The ark was set in his place. The ark of the Lord shall be set in his place, in your heart, in my heart, in this house. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It says, in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it, and David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. It says, and as soon as David had made an end of offering, giving all of those offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of the armies. Heavenly armies. Earth armies. What does the army do? They defend. They go on an offensive. They capture new grounds. They take spoil. Praise God. There are armies going to be released tonight on your behalf, on my behalf, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every enemy shall be cut down. Do you receive that word? Praise the Lord. Michal became barren. She was meant to be fruitful. She had the capacity to give birth. But because she despised David in her heart, she became barren and she had no children. If you want to have a legacy that continues, learn to move your feet. Move your body. Dance before the Lord. Shout with a voice of triumph. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 150. And let me take it from verse 1. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty what? Acts. Do you want to experience the acts of God? Then say, praise him for it. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. If you believe that he is that great, praise him. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. There you see it. Praise him with a dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise God. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That is God's will for you and I. If you have bread, praise God. Praise him for his excellency, for his awesome power, for his greatness, for the dispatch of angels that go forth on your behalf. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 4 says it, there's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Those are also ways that God operates to bring you to wholeness. But listen, it says a time to mourn and a time to dance. Wow. Psalm 30 and verse 11. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have to capture that by faith. Even before you start feeling like it, start dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and gird me with gladness. Today, if the spirit of grief has taken hold of you, and when we talk about grief, we're not just talking about somebody died. Sometimes you can be grieving because you lost something that is very special to you. You lost a job, you lost family, you lost a child, you know, you lost a dream, an aspiration, something you were dreaming about that you're going to get, and affliction came and you lost it. But you can turn that around with a shout of thanksgiving unto the Lord and begin to dance before Him and allow Him to gird you with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 149 and verse 3 says, let them praise His name with dancing. This is part of how we praise God. We praise God with our dancing. Today, let that be your testimony, that you're dancing the dance of victory because you believe that God is on your side. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a very interesting verse in Job. Job 21 and verse 11. It does not use the word dancing, but it gives us an idea. It says, they send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children do what? Dance. In some translations, it is their children skip around. So part of dancing is skipping. Just skipping. Celebrating, rejoicing, jumping and twirling around. Amen? God looks at that and says, I love that. Why are you jumping and twirling around? You're jumping because you are saying, I'm experiencing the rising of the Lord. And you're twirling around because you're saying, things are turning around for me. That's what rejoicing means. Leaping, skipping, dancing before the Lord. Positioning yourself for the victory that you see that has been accomplished. Do you know that how you receive determines how you're going to continue to receive? If I came and I gave you something, and you just take it, you look at me, thank you. The chances are I'm not going to give you any more. But if I gave you a little and you say, oh, I'm so glad you thought about me and you gave me this. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Oh, wow, this is awesome. Next time, I'm going to find something to give to you. Is that true or not? Do you want to give to sour-faced people? Well, when you dance before the Lord, you make it possible for God to give you more. Thank God for the little that you have. Thank God for the problem that He did not let you get into. You're driving down the highway and you look at your speedometer and you're over the limit and the cop is going across on the other side. You say, oh, thank you, he didn't catch me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's not that it's good for you to break the law, but you're thankful that you did not have to be stopped by this man who has the right to stop you and ticket you, and you're going to spend that money that you should have used for a nice Big Mac. Forget that. I'm not a Big Mac person, so don't go there. You celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you all my speeding stories, but I can tell you this much. He's done that for me so many times. Hallelujah. And Mama looks at me and says, "Why don't they catch you?" I say, "Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah." Amen. That's why I don't like driving long distance. Because I want to get there like right now. And all of a sudden, the car is speeding by itself. And I look down and says, "Where are you going that fast?" Even cruise control can't help me. Wow, merciful God. Anyway, that's beside the point. Just dance. Amen? Because in your deliverance, the angel of his presence comes. Hallelujah. The angel of his presence. One of these days, I'm going to share with you a surprise. And when you see it, it will no longer be a surprise. But I want you to know, a God is systematically leading us to an objective goal, to something he wants to do. Amen? I have never preached a message that I want to preach. Every message I've preached, from the very first message I preached, was a message that God said, "This is what I want to say. Go. Say this." So I find myself many times during the week saying, "Did you listen to this message? Did you listen to the message on Sunday? Did you listen to the message on Wednesday? Did you listen to the message last week?" Why? Because it was a message from the Lord. And many times it is meant for somebody. And I'm still yet to figure it out. Why people that God tailor-made, custom-made a message for are not present to hear it. That's a shocker for me. I can't tell you how many times God has come specifically to a service. To a service. So I'm coming today. And I want to meet with such and such a person today. And this is what I'm going to do for them today. Ask them to do such and such. And I come. And the person that God said he was coming for is not there. They have 20 billion excuses for not being there. And the issue continues. The number one thing, hear this, the number one thing that you are called to do, and if you do this one thing, if you do this one thing, if you do this, what? One thing. You will never fail in life. Know what that one thing is? Obey God and His word, His instruction. Just obey the instruction. Do this. Do it. Sometimes he tells you to do things just to tell you to do it, just to train you in the act of obedience. It's not that he, because you did this, then he was going to do that. No, he asked you to do it to train you in the act of obedience. The one thing the living God, Jesus Christ, learned how to do was to do what? Obey. He learned obedience. Don't ever be too smart for God. Learn that obedience. You don't learn it, you will stay in your affliction. You learn it, and Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 9. And we're going to dance some more. He says, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all the affliction, he was afflicted. You think God doesn't go through the same thing that you're going through? So I will never leave you nor forsake you. So in all the affliction, he was afflicted. Are you ready for this? I don't know if you're ready for this. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. He's talking about Pharaoh. Learn this. Learn this secret of warfare. While the Israelites were being afflicted, God says, I was afflicting Pharaoh. And then it says, and the angel of his presence, the angel of his what? Presence. The angel of his presence will be present to do extraordinary things for us. Amen? The angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. God is carrying us if we do not rebel. Verse 10 unfortunately says, but they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy. Oh, and fought against them. Does anyone want God to fight against? You want God to fight against you? No? But that's what happens when we have not learned obedience and we continue to rebel. What God said for us to do is to dance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to dance. We're going to shout. We're going to praise God. And then we're going to go home celebrating with thanksgiving the victory, because the presence of God, we're celebrating the coming in of the presence, the coming in of his ark, the coming in of that which represented the authority of God in the midst of God's people. Amen? You ready? All right, let's do it. Go!
You are the God of wonders. You are the God of all.
Amen. Do you break into a sweat a little bit? Just a little bit? Amen. We're going to pray in a moment. We'll just be seated. As we were dancing before the Lord, I had my sticks with me, and I was doing this. And all of a sudden, the Lord says to me, he said, let me do it, and you tell me what you see. You got it right. The plane to come in. He says, the plane is coming in, and I kept on doing it. I kept on doing it, and I saw a fleet of trucks coming down the highway. I said, wow, something is happening. The caravan is coming in. Hallelujah. It's coming in. Praise the Lord. Wow. I'm going to get my stuff. The Lord says it's the year of restoration. And he said, this is the month of what? Rising. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the month of what? Rising. This is the day, Psalm 118 says. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? First time the Lord opened my eyes to this passage, he asked me a question while I was preaching. He said to me, has the devil made any days? And I said to the people, has the devil made any days? They said, no. I said, no. And the Lord said, if the devil has not made any days, there is not a day that you cannot rejoice in. Wow. That was revelation in my spirit. Oh, every day I can rejoice. No matter what's happening, it is the day God has made for me to rejoice and be glad. He gird me with gladness. Hallelujah. Verse 25 says, save now. In the days of tribulation, we run into the Lord, into the name of the Lord, and we are saved. In our afflictions, we cried unto the Lord, and he heard us, and he became our salvation. Hallelujah. Save now, not tomorrow. I need salvation now. Oh Lord, I beseech thee, send now, send now, send now, send now, send now, send now. Prosperity. Hallelujah. Send now prosperity. It's coming to me now. It's coming to me now. For this is the day that I am rejoicing in God. The reason I can ask for God to send now is because I am rejoicing in the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That is the statement that was made when Jesus had seen a colt that was tied without in a place where two roads met by a door. He sent his disciples. He said, go to that village that is against you, you will find a colt tied. Loose her and bring her to me. They went there and they found, in actuality, just like the Lord said, even though physically he could not see it, but in the realm of the spirit he saw it. He knew exactly where it was. He said, loose that animal, bring that animal to me. And so they went, they saw, and they loosed the animal, and he said, if anybody asks you why you are doing that, just tell them, what? The Lord has need of it. Does the Lord need you?
Yes.
That's why you're going to go free today.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord has need of me. Let me go. The Lord had need of the Israelites to go do sacrifice in the wilderness. And he said to Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh said, leave the children. You can go, but leave the children. We're not leaving anything. We are all going. And everything that belongs to you is coming with you out today. Hallelujah. Your family members are coming out with you today. Your fellow brothers and sisters are coming out with you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you receive that word, shout hallelujah. So they loosed that animal and they brought it to Jesus. And they began to put their clothing on the animal and on the streets and cutting out branches of trees and spewing them all over the place. And the religious leaders came and said, tell them to stop doing that. Because the people were crying out, Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna! What does Hosanna mean? Lord, help! Lord, help! Help me in my affliction! Help me! Help me! I've been bound so long! Help me! You see, God prophesied about that donkey hundreds of years before its mother and mother's mother was ever born. God had marked this particular donkey, not a horse. A donkey. Before you were in your mother's womb, God knew you. God knew me. And he ordained us for a purpose. You will fulfill your destiny and purpose. In Jesus' mighty name. Because of the presence of God. Because God has dispatched the angel of his presence, we must be delivered. Yes. Hallelujah. Do you receive it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Grab it, hold on to it steadfastly. Then it concludes, we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. What is this about? It is that as we are celebrating God, that we invest in the vision of God. So that we come a blessing. out of the house of the Lord. I had a man, a very wealthy man in Nigeria. He's long gone now. He said, the hand that gives will always be above the hand of the one that is receiving. I don't know if the guy was a believer, but that statement that I heard maybe about 30 years ago caught me right there. If I'm a giver, my hand will always be above the receiver. Huh. It's much more blessed to give than to receive. I must learn how to give. I must learn how to give. Today we are going to bless lives from this house by our giving. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. God is the God who has showed us what? Light. Bind the sacrifice with cords even unto the horns of the altar. This is all coming from, this is the day the Lord has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. God says, bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. This is where I'm going to get you out. One is the word. One is your praise, your worship, and rejoicing. And one is in your giving. He says, bind it. Why do you bind it? So that it is difficult for you to go get it out of that place. You can't change your mind. You know, the woman with the two mites, Bible says that she threw it. That's the last money she had. She threw it. Everybody else had their bags. For Jesus said she gave more than everybody else. They gave out of their plenty, but she gave out of her lack, out of her need. She gave it straight in, walked away from it. And the Bible says, Jesus called his disciples and says, see that woman? Yeah, what about her? You want us to go buy new clothes for her because her clothes is all torn? No. You want us to go give her some food? No. That woman, she just outgave everybody in here. What are you talking about? That poor woman, she just gave. Yeah, she gave two mites. So, Lord, what are you talking about? Two mites. It's not even up to 1 cent. God says, she gave everything. She gave everything. And the everything that you and I can give today is the giving of our heart. Fully surrender to the Lord. Choosing to do what is right in the sight of God. Not what is pleasing to man, but what is pleasing to God. Amen? Sometimes you got to give it all so that you can see the all of God. As you measure to others, so shall it also be measured to you. Amen? So we're going to wrap up tonight with our giving. Some of you have already given. You've obeyed God as He has instructed you. But some of you have not. And if you've not, this is the perfect time for you to bring that sacrifice to the altar of the Lord. Release it. And then you'll be able to say, Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Honor God with your giving right now. And trust him for your miracle. Let tonight be your turnaround moment. Praise God. When you give, always give in faith, believing. You don't know how God is going to bless you. But one thing you can be certain of is this, that he will do exceedingly far beyond that which you dare ask or think, according to that power of God that worketh in you. So log in. Connect with him. Do it at all times. Not because anybody asks you to, but because you know what you ought to do. One of the reasons why we give even before the service starts is our expression of thanksgiving, believing that in this service, I'm going to get something from God. I'm not going to wait until they say it's offering time. I'm bringing my offering of thanksgiving. I'm entering into his gates with thanksgiving. I spend this time to get others who are maybe online to give. But for you that are here, always come ready, knowing what God wants you to do. Before you enter, know what you're going to do. Set your mind, focus. When I go to the house of the Lord, I'm going to give today. I'm going to bring a sacrifice unto God. I am going to receive a miracle today. Praise God. Rise with me. You come stand here at the altar. Just stay there. Let God reach you right where you are. You've gone through much. It has drained you so much. And I see that the pain that you've gone through has even aged you. But your youth shall be renewed. The sign that God has healed you is that your youth is going to be renewed. Hallelujah. I don't have my phone on me, my camera on me. But if somebody has a camera, I want you to come take his picture. This is going to be a before and after picture. So save this picture real good. Yeah, go ahead, take his picture. Okay. Now, if you stick with the Lord, he's going to unage you. Glory be to God. He will heal your wounds and restore your soul. Do you have a CD player? No. You don't have a CD player? Do you have a smartphone?
I got a smartphone, but I don't know how to use it.
You don't know how to use it, but you've got the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out a way for you to hear the messages from last Sunday till now.
Yeah.
You need those messages. Okay? So we're going to find a way. What do you have that will play something?
Phone.
Your phone? You have the phone here?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. No, don't worry, don't worry. Just stay there. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody's going to show you how to use the phone. Okay? And if it's a smartphone, you'll be able to listen to the messages and be healed in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I see the change already taking place already. It's already taking place already. It's taking place already. Just begin to worship the Lord. You just stay there in the presence of the Lord. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I thank You for everyone that has come into this service tonight. I thank You, Lord, that the caravan is coming in for them. Lord, the plane, the cargo plane is coming in. The passenger plane is coming in. Lord, oh God, everything that is needed is coming in. It left the departure point and it has arrived at the arrival point. And the arrival point is me, is them, everyone that is a partner in this ministry. Lord, oh God, the download of favor has come upon them, from the very youngest to the oldest, those that are present and those that are not. Lord, Your mercy endureth forever. We ask, oh God, for an outpouring, oh God, of grace and favor. We ask, oh God, for the ability to connect with You supernaturally in such a way that we are never disconnected. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, this train is hitched together. And Father, oh God, we are going all the way from the front engine to the caboose. Lord, oh God, blessings. Oh Father, our following us now. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We shall bless thee out of the house of the Lord. Father, thank You for Your healing grace, for Your healing anointing. Thank You, Lord, oh God, that it is reaching every son and every daughter. Thank You, Lord, that this anointing has destroyed yokes and hath removed burdens. Blessed be Your holy name, Most High. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes. They 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 said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's so good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord and enjoy a great week ahead. Amen. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Wednesday and then on Friday and on Sunday. Ay, ay, ay. On Sunday, I'll begin to unveil, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, a new page for every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
Be blessed and be highly favored. See you then. Good night. Hallelujah.